You're listening to the Brooklyn Power Trip.
Yo, we live, people.
What's good, man?
What's good, dog? You all right?
Yeah, a little bit better, I'd say.
Yeah.
I did what I said I was going to do. Just watched a bunch of cool secrets on Red Dead Online. And I started to play the game to see if it was true. And a lot of the creepy shit is indeed true, bro. I scared the shit out of myself on multiple occasions, dog.
saw Rick Knox from AEW, y'all.
Huh?
You saw Rick Knox from AEW in the game. He's a vampire.
Dog. So creepy, son. And then he was like, you come any closer and you'll be next. I'm like, yeah, I pulled out the fucking big ass fucking hand cannon. Wow. And I'm like, me, boy. I took his body to the sheriff. They were like, oh my God, he's still alive. This shit was mad funny, bro. It was mad funny. Nah, man, it's interesting, bro. A bunch of shit that I never thought about in the game. Like, I never knew that it was even in the game. Like, there's a woman, like a daughter who was like abandoned, and she's like locked up in like one of them outhouses. And if you really like you go in depth into the game, it's because she's possessed and shit,
right?
And a demon has her. That's why like her face is all fucked up and shit. It's crazy. Like I couldn't believe like all the shit they found. The shit was legit. Like Rockstar, man,
they put a lot of detail into the games, man, and they have a lot of hidden shit, even in Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, for real, dog. It honestly, I see why they take years and years on them to make a game.
Yeah, because they want every little detail counts with them.
Yeah,
and I fucks with that. Like I respect that.
Yeah, that's what,
as a small detail guy myself. Like I fucks with that.
Yeah, I like that. It was cool. Like even in GTA 5, in certain aspects of the game, they talk about Niko Bellic from GTA 4 and how he's still alive or he retired and like went into hiding. Like,
yeah.
It's pretty
cool. Even the ballers. They bring up the ballers in Grove Street.
Right. And there's a, you know what's funny? Yeah. There's a certain mission that you go to Grove Street and you see three people riding on bikes. And if you follow them, one guy looks like Big Smoke, one guy looks like Ryder, and one guy looks like CJ. It's really cool how they do stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, man, that's what I did. I tried to, you know, ease everything, and it was cool, man. I relaxed for most of the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. Yeah, let's get into it, people. Brooklyn Power Trip, you're reading now, Monty, RJ Brooklyn Savage. Saturday morning. The Spider-Man 2 came out yesterday. And I told RJ, hey man, what's one day later going? What's it gonna hurt? Ain't gonna hurt.
Yeah.
It wasn't gonna hurt. So, and honestly, I fell asleep last night. I was mad tired. I fell asleep. I didn't even watch like half of SmackDown, unfortunately. But yeah, let's get into it, people. We got a week's worth of wrestling to discuss. And you wanna start with Monday Night Raw?
Yeah.
Alright. Your thoughts on Raw?
I thought Raw was another good show. Not as strong as last week, but I thought Raw was another good, like you say, good concise show. Like, it was, everything they did made sense on Raw. even down to Chelsea Green wanting new tag team championships, like just wanting new belts, like even down to that they even found a way to make that make sense. And Ludwig Kaiser getting another win.
Yeah.
And people bitching, oh, they brought Johnny Gargano and he lost. Well, this is about DIY in their reunion, right? They have to fight adversity. Let me remind you people of this. Johnny Gargano was not a world beater in NXT. Right. He was not.
Exactly.
Johnny Gargano, he lost more than he won because he's an underdog. He's an underdog. Johnny Gargano's not no world beater. He ain't no killer. So, yeah, Ludwig Kaiser, who's like a whole foot taller than him, beat him. Fuck. Yeah. Like, come on, man.
Yeah, exactly.
And then plus, it's like DIY is going to win in the end anyways. I guarantee you. So, it's all fine. They're going to get their win back. They have to fight adversity. As baby faces, you should not be world killers as underdog baby faces. You have to fight adversity. Fight your way to the top. Fight your way through your opponents. And that's what they're going to do here. So,
and that's
I'm fine with it.
And, bro, that's what they've always been doing, like you said, since NXT. So, it's like, it's nothing new. Like, I don't get that, too. I never understood it. Like, you know what's funny? You turn the leap over, and then people will bitch that Imperium isn't, you know, they're just a bunch
winning.
They're just a bunch of loot. They're like yeah, like, say if Johnny Gargano beat him, right? Then turn the leaf, and then people gonna be like, oh, but Imperium always lose. Gunther's the breadwinner. Well, they're trying to change that. They're trying to... Gunther talked about how these two men are, like, the best that he has. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's why he did with him. Well, you have to make that mean something. It can't just be empty words. So...
Yeah, exactly. They gotta show it now.
Yeah, so, I mean...
You can't talk about it. Be about it.
Right. So, voila. I don't know, man. I thought that was fine. They had... What was the women's match?
Sheena and Rhea.
Oh my god, bro. Rhea Ripley, as much as people give her shit for this reign, which I don't understand, like, I don't understand the grief. I don't. I really don't. Like, yeah.
You know what it is? A lot of people, like, she doesn't defend her championship all that much.
So fucking what? I'd rather her not do that, you know what I'm saying? And then, because... when we had Bianca Belair's title reign, she would defend it against the same person and just dominate them. Like, I'm sorry, but, like, there's no way Bayley should have lost four times in a row against her on each pay-per-view. That's OD grimy. Like, it's Bayley. Yeah. It was Bayley. Like, it wasn't like Dakota Kai. She kept pounding on Dakota Kai or Io Sky. No, it was Bayley. Like, it just didn't, like, you know what I'm saying? I didn't like none of that. Like, you clearly trying to shove Belair down our throats, but, like, by then it's clear. Like, at least when Rhea defends it, it's like, oh shit, she's really gonna defend a title. Like, someone really got to the point where now she has to defend it. Like,
yeah. And I just think that A, the contenders weren't there.
Right.
B, it seems like she's concerned with running the Judgment Day and interfering in their matches than she does her own business. Which, as of late, that's changed. Obviously, she's got four women on her back now.
Because
they added Zoe Stark to the match, too. So it's going to be Stark, Nia Jax, Raquel, and Shayna.
That's going to...
And Rhea.
I don't know, man. I don't know if people have low expectations, but I think this is going to be a massive brawl. I can't wait. Like, the way like, Rhea was fighting Shayna, bro, Shayna... arm dragged her head into the fucking canvas. Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh my god, like, how'd you make an arm drag look that crazy? Like, I fucks with... oh my god. And then she need her to... oh my god, bro.
Yeah, no, they was balling the other night.
They were balling.
Gunther and Bronson Reed was balling the other night.
Oh my god, bro.
I want to see part two of that.
Me too, on a pay-per-view. I understand Gunther. I understand Gunther's, like, the star of Raw. Like, to me, he surpassed Rollins. I understand they want him to be like a highlight. That's why they make people tune into Raw, because he's gonna defend on Raw. But get that man on a pay-per-view, bro. I think he deserves a pay-per-view spot, you know what I'm saying? And if you...
I'd rather him just be highlighted on Raw, because that shows him that, hey, he's the king of the fucking show.
That's true.
He's the king of this show.
It's true.
You want to see Grid Intercontinental Championships? Catch me in the main event on Raw.
And you know what's crazy, bro? The fact that he's defended it so many times. You wouldn't expect that from a heel, but he don't back down from nobody. That's why I love
it. And you notice something with Gunther too?
Huh?
He's starting to get over.
Yeah, you could tell the crowd be fucking with him heavy. And I love, you know,
when he got Bronson Reed's big ass up, man. Like, the crowd popped, and then when he pinned him, they popped again.
Oh my! And you know what's crazy? You can tell when he likes it too, because he lets out a small smirk on the side of his face.
Yeah,
it's like, yeah, I got y'all. Mm-hmm. Gunther's great, man. If there's anybody that is gonna retire, Brock is definitely good there. There's no other person. If Keith Lee was still in WWE, I'd probably say Keith Lee. But Gunther's that dude, bro. Gunther could put Brock away.
Keith Lee can't even wrestle 2 weeks in a row.
Don't talk about it, bro. Don't talk about it. Every time Gunther comes out and he just outperforms his last match, which is, you, it's crazy to say, because you wouldn't think, like, how can you top what you just did? And he does. Mm-hmm. It always brings me back to the point where Keith Lee bitched about how they changed his name to Gunther. And it's like, but look what he did. He didn't even care that they changed his name. He stuck with it. He got in shape. And
he's
one of the most highlighted wrestlers they have. So, look, there's certain things you don't even need to bitch about, if I'm being honest with you, dog.
That's why when people go crazy about people's theme songs or the name changes, I'd rather have a whack ass theme song, a whack ass name, but get pushed, get respected, have a career full of great accolades and good matches and shit like that. A theme song is a theme song. A name is a name. You can have the coolest song, the coolest fucking name ever, and have an ass career. Look at Ted DiBiase Jr., folks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everybody fucked with that come for money. And Ted DiBiase Jr., he's his father's kid. What happened? Had an ass of a career.
Literally.
So, I mean, come on. Like, literally. Like,
and now he's...
Like, people, shut up, enough.
And now...
Now this man in jail.
Yeah, right. He's awaiting trial. Like...
Good Lord.
Look at that shit. But nah, yeah. So, I don't know. That was good, man. Raw was all right.
Judgment Day getting the belts back. A lot of people was bitching about that, too. What was the point?
What do you mean, what was the point? This is... Now this furthers the feud with Jimmy and Jay now. Like...
Exactly.
Now it gives Cody another side road to get back on the on his own main road. Like, if you think about it, people, him winning the belts and them flip flopping going back to SmackDown, that's a cop out. That's an easy way to interlink back the feud with him and Roman. You don't want it to be that easy, right?
No.
Like,
no.
So I don't know, man. It was nice. It was a nice little 9-day run. I personally didn't want it from the beginning. I'm probably one of the minority, only because man, Jey Uso just became a singles competitor, and now he's back to being a tag team champion already. Like, I didn't want that. Like, I didn't care about none of that. You know what I mean? So, and there's another thing I want to talk to you about since we're on the topic of Jey and them. But a lot of people were discussing that they want the Usos to main event night one, and I highly disagree. I think that would be a very boring match to main event WrestleMania night one. Only because...
I won't say boring, but the stakes ain't high enough for that.
It's just they don't... They wrestle the same.
That really doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter in the sense of this. Like... They're gonna do what they're gonna do anyways. Like, that, it's like when Edge and Christian fought each other. Like, it wasn't. Yeah, sure, they have their different moves and shit like that, but you couldn't really tell the difference of their moveset. Same thing with the Hardys. Like, this stuff doesn't change the fact.
Yeah.
It's just that you're right in a sense where they have to change up their movesets, but I don't think that's a reason that a match is gonna suck. My thing is, it shouldn't be the main event if it doesn't have high stakes. If a belt is not on the line, if somebody's career is not on the line, it shouldn't main event WrestleMania.
Right. That's why I've always been saying to you, if somebody's going to dethrone Gunther, it's Jey. And then you have the Intercontinental title between the brothers.
Then you can do that. That's right. Fine. I got no problems with that whatsoever.
And then
But if you're just going to, it's Jimmy and Jey fighting each other, so we're going to put this on the main event of night one of WrestleMania? No. Don't do it. If the stakes don't match the caliber of the matchup that you're going to be presenting in the main event, then don't do it.
And let me ask, let me ask you something. If the IC title was on the line and Jey Uso had the belt, that would be the first time the IC title is in the main event since Warrior and Hogan, correct?
Yeah.
There you go. Look at that. Boom. You don't lose. And now it's in the, now it's on the grandest stage at the main event. Like, it's perfect.
Right. That'd be the only way I would do that.
Yeah.
But me personally, I got a sneaking suspicion that that's not gonna happen. They're not gonna jip Seth. They're not gonna jip Seth Rollins at a main event in WrestleMania. At least one night, they're not gonna jip him out. I think Seth Rollins is going to wind up losing that belt to Gunther at fucking WrestleMania next year in the main event of night one. Yeah, but I just think that Rollins is, they're not gonna jip him again. So I think he's getting that main event spot night one, and Roman's getting the second one night two. You think, Roman and Cody.
You think night one Seth gonna face CM Punk?
No, I think he's facing Gunther. If he's champion at Mania next year, he's fighting Gunther. But if he's not, then I can see them doing a Punk. If Punk comes back.
Yeah, I don't even know if he is going to come back, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of talk. Oh, they don't want him. But then, oh, they want him, this, that, and the other. So, I mean, who knows? Who really knows? But if Rollins is still champion, come Elimination Chamber, makes it through Elimination Chamber, he's most likely closing out night one at WrestleMania. And if he is, I think he's doing it against Gunther.
Yeah, I think, I don't know. I don't know if Drew resigned or whatever, but he's not going to be Seth. I don't see him staying in WWE.
Think you're going to AEW?
Honestly, bro. Say he went to AEW. There's no way in hell someone could tell me he's not AEW World Champion off rip. He's better than literally 99.9% of their wrestlers.
I don't know. The AEW nerds, the freakazoids, the crazy ones.
They're going to fuck
with him. They might tell you otherwise.
Oh, come on. He definitely.
Drew Galloway is mid. Drew Galloway can't work.
Tripping. They be.
Drew Galloway ain't better than Kenny Omega. Drew Galloway ain't better than Orange Cassidy. Drew Galloway ain't better than fucking Bryan Danielson. That's what they'll tell you.
You say that. Oh, if someone tried to tell me Orange Cassidy better than Drew Galloway, I'll be sick. What?
I don't see Drew Galloway leaving or Drew McIntyre. I don't.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like
if he's turning heel, honestly, I think what's gonna happen, he might take Damian Priest's spot. He might take Priest's spot in Judgment Day. I wouldn't rule that out at this point.
Oh shit!
Yeah, man, I would not rule that out at this point.
Oh, that's what's up. Oh my!
All this is predicated on Seth Rollins' back. To be honest with you, because if his back is really fucked up like we're supposed to believe it is,
yeah,
this man's gotta go sit the fuck down before WrestleMania.
Yeah,
and if he does, hey, you could put the belt on the Drew McIntyre.
Mm-hmm.
And have Damian Priest run after him, and you know what I'm saying? Like, you could do something like that for real.
Yeah, yeah, it's true. Matter of fact, honestly,
because what we've been saying for the last few months. If the plan is that JD McDonagh is supposed to be in Judgment Day, I'm sorry, you know, I'm not a size queen, but JD McDonagh enough is not enough to replace Damian Priest.
No.
You're going to have to flip it. You're going to have to either double it or you're going to have to triple it. And if you swap Priest out for McDonagh and fucking McIntyre,
right?
Okay, I can fuck with that.
And you can even,
I can definitely fuck with that.
You can even tell the story. Say if Drew beats Seth and Damian cashes in on Drew. That will make Drew even more sick. Because he just got the belt and then he lost it again. And then he can bring up, this is the second time someone cashed in on me. The second time.
Somebody screwed me again.
Again. And then.
I hate you people.
Right, and then you can even play the story that he joins Judgment Day in spite, because, and then they all jump Damian Priest. And then never. You can
they gotta make that make sense, because that don't make sense at all.
Well, I mean, hey,
why jump the man out of, why jump the world champion out of your group? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's
either true. a screw job is coming, or I don't know, man.
Yeah, that's
they're gonna wait it out for a while, but either way. Yeah, that's a thought to consider at this point too.
Cause when JD joins, I know Damian Priest ain't gonna be with it. He's not with him now.
Right. he's like the only one. Even though, you know, they were Finn and them was pissed at him too for doing what he did, and rightfully so. But Damian Priest really ain't with the shits.
No,
and
he hates
and
it.
And Rhea was double dipping and talking to McIntyre. You saw Priest wasn't with that shit the other day.
Right.
In that backstage segment. So, like, I don't know, man. There could be something brewing there. Priest and McIntyre. Hey, that's a battle of the Titans right there, man.
Oh, my God. Those
And if McIntyre turns, somebody else has got to turn, too.
Yep. So, yep.
It ain't going to be Finn. Finn's too comfortable right now.
Priest's going to be like, let me make a call. Elimination Chamber. He come out with Bad Bunny. Him and Bad Bunny versus Finn Balor, whoever. That'll be hard.
Finn Balor and Just Dome.
Just Dome, yeah, word. you have fucking Bad Bunny do a Canadian Destroyer and JD on the outside. Oh, man, that'd be sick. And then you have Damian Priest just yoke the shit out of Balor for the South of Heaven. Oh, my God. I love when Priest gets mad at JD, bro. He'd be like, Maldita sea, what is he doing talking to me? Like,
why is he talking to me?
He hates him. I love him.
JD!
When he's angry, oh my
God. Oh God.
Stay away.
Sick of dancing. Fucking never, JD McDonough.
I'll never get over when it came back from commercial. He had that man up to the ceiling.
Whoa. Hold on.
Oh, RJ,
you little bitch.
He hates him, bro. He hates him.
I was upset they had no segment this week between those two.
I know, bro. He hates him. He hates him. But nah, man, Raw was good. NXT was good again too, man.
Yeah. NXT was good. You mean Evolution 2.0? Because goddamn, there's a lot of women's matches in.
And then there's gonna be a lot of women's matches for Halloween Havoc Part 1.
My lord. Oh.
I think there's 5 women matches scheduled for night 1.
It is. And can I say this, please?
Good.
That Jada Parker, my God. Oh, my lord. The bakery is out, bro. The bakery was out. Oh, and it was a session.
That, the black girl that fought that Carmen girl?
Yeah. Oh. God. Damn.
You stupid.
Man, you see how much ass that girl was packing?
Yo, that match was good, though.
You liked it?
It was alright. It was alright.
I thought, look, given this experience level, it was fine.
That's what I'm saying. I never even...
Look, I judged the NXT girls, especially the rookies, the ones I know that are rookies, the Green Hornets. I put them on a different scale than I do the pros. And guys like... Obviously, you hold guys like Tyler Bate to a higher level. You hold girls like Gigi Dolan to a higher level and fucking Blair Davenport. Right. The Kalani Jordans, the fucking the Carmens, the Lola Vice, you know, you hold them at a little bit of a lower scale given their experience. So I mean it was fine. It was serviceable, but I wasn't expecting anything to be like spectacular or anything like that with these girls. Yeah. But I'll tell you what, that Jada Parker could talk a lot of shit. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, that promo she did before the match, that was good. It was good. Yeah. It was, and I know people like Lola Vice because of her looks and her body and stuff like that. But honestly, she's gotten good in the ring.
What, Lola Vice?
Yeah, she's actually not bad in the ring. Like she's not.
No, she's not.
She's not.
And she should. And she should. You know. And she should be. She should have some type of fluidity and movement in the ring because she used to. You know, she used to be an MMA fighter. Now, granted, that run was short, but still, like. In a cage, in an octagon, in a ring, you know, getting a feel for it, it's different. But at the same time, you're still getting a feel for it. And when you do, like, you're gonna be in a natural in there. So,
yeah
Lola Vice, her progression doesn't surprise me whatsoever. And yes, we do like her because she can knock somebody out and she can twerk her ass all in one motion. So like I'm good with that. My prayers have been answered.
Oh fuck.
They are not playing around with these girls. These girls are looking good in the ring and just in general. Oh my god.
Yeah, man.
Hey, that girl Carmen wasn't bad looking either. And I'm not even into blondes like that, but damn, she was looking good too.
Yeah, she could actually wrestle too. I'm shocked. Yeah. I'm shocked, but
I need her to rock that Kill Bill joint though for Halloween Havoc.
That'll be funny.
She need to wear the Kill Bill suit because she kind of. I'm not saying she looked like Gwyneth Paltrow. Uh-huh. What's my girl's name?
Uma Thurman.
Yeah, Uma Thurman. Yeah, I ain't saying she looks like her, but like she's got like a similar build.
No, she got the bony face like Uma. What you mean? Yeah, she do.
Yeah. Like I know, like she had the blonde hair and the same like physique, but yeah, like definitely she can pull that off though. That Kill Bill joint. She come out there with the sword too. Like oh shit.
That should be fine. Nah, yeah, NXT was good. Let me ask you something. What you think about Shawn Michaels reusing the old fuse that he had from back in the day for NXT? What you think about
that? He's been doing that for a while now.
I know. I like it.
With the whole thing with Gigi Dolan and JC Jane, what was that, earlier this year?
Yeah.
Like, he did that. What else he did?
He's doing the whole
thing where he passed out, but he gave that to Roxanne. Remember she passed out against? Who did she pass out against? Mako Satomura?
Yeah.
Yeah, like he did that angle with himself. I like, yeah, and this whole thing with the Melo and Trick.
Yeah.
Obviously he's got Sean. Yeah, Sean is look, hey, that's what wrestling, TV shows, movies, music, we reuse old things. So I got no problem with that whatsoever. It's just how you tell the story in a different way, in a different twist, you know?
Yeah, Melo's a bastard, bro. I ain't gonna stop. He thought he's
Melo quick. Did it. Everybody knows he did it, but like how are we gonna tell the story to get there?
Right.
Is the question. So yeah. Obviously he's gotta get exposed by the second week of Halloween Havoc, right?
I think so. He has to. Cause he was about to take his jacket off and hit him in the ring and then he put it on and act like everything was cool. And then now in the back he's beat up and then Melo come out of nowhere. What happened? Like, come on, bro. I know it was you, man. And then to make it
But you know what though? You know, and another thing is that nobody's talking about this either. And God damn it, one of these weeks you gotta have Logan on whenever she's free in the morning. But she said the other day, what if Melo didn't do it? And I'm like, what do you mean by that? And she goes, there was an NXT guy that took and left a couple of months ago that nobody's talking about. Wesley.
Oh,
and I'm like, oh shit! I said, you know what? I didn't even think about that either. But hey, what if Melo didn't do it? Mm-hmm. What if Shawn Michaels was like, hey man, this might be a little too obvious. But what if Wesley did it?
And yeah, Wesley was sick that he lost to Melo and he dipped right after.
Yeah, and plus Trick Williams got on his nerves before.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, his buddies are being heels right now in Impact. I think maybe he want to, you know, maybe want to tap into a little bit of a heel side too, because he can be a little bit of a motherfucker heel too.
Yeah.
I seen him beat on Jessica Havoc that one time. Wesley could be a little heel too.
Yeah, that's
a little vicious little heel.
That's a good point.
So, I mean, people, nobody else is really talking about it. But if it happens, you know, Logan deserves all the credit, but, you know, I put it out there too for everybody else to hear.
Yeah, no, that's
so cool. I mean, Brooklyn Power Trip and Logan Zola gets all the credit.
Yeah, I never even thought about that. That's a nice swerve to make it, to like stray away from the obvious.
Yeah. But you know what though? But they can still factor Melo into it as well.
Yeah, maybe Melo paid them to do it.
Yeah, Melo called him up, be like, "Hey, Wes, come, trick getting out of hand. You know, come and drop this dude." And when I win the NXT Championship back again, you get a title shot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They could work something like that into it. Kind of like when Rikishi running over Stone Cold. And they took in, you know, Triple H was pulling the strings all along. You know, so, yeah. So it wouldn't be the obvious that, oh, shit, Triple H did it.
Right.
So, yeah, like they went in the route with Rikishi and everything like that. And, you know, while it was definitely a shock, came out of nowhere. But still, in the end, Triple H is still pulling the strings.
Yeah.
So maybe they can do something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't mind that.
And I wouldn't mind that either.
And then that triple threat match was fantastic, bro.
It was. Dijak.
I love Dijak.
Dijak's great.
I love Dijak.
Last night was funny, though, because when Jey Uso was in that all black and he had the all black fit on,
mm-hmm.
and he jumped Jey, Dijak was like, "Don't y'all say it. Don't y'all say it."
Why? What you mean?
Retribution.
Oh.
Jey was just like a Retribution member.
I'm weak.
Remember when Retribution first came and they had like the mask and they was wearing all black shit? Yeah.
That's funny.
Nah, Dijak like, don't y'all say it.
Yeah, nah, man. Dijak, you good with me, bro. I'll never bring that up. Dude, this whole character, this whole NXT run is re-imaged you perfectly, bro. You are a badass dog. You and Baron Corbin both. I can't believe I'm saying that to people. Baron Corbin has made me a fan this NXT run.
Yeah, Baron Corbin's been putting in work.
Mm-hmm.
Baron Corbin, he's showing everybody that he can do it.
Like, he can do it in the ring.
Yeah, and he's not just some staggering generic big man. Like, he can go and put in the work.
Right.
Now, Corbin's looked good. Dijak looked good. Melo, of course, looked great too. So
they will.
That was good. And Melo and Dragunov, that should be good. I told you, didn't I tell you a couple weeks ago they was gonna do the third match on TV?
Yeah, you did tell me they were gonna do it. I didn't think they were gonna do it this quick, but they.
They gotta get it out of the way. There's no way they can milk this all the way to December.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
they cannot do this at deadline.
Yeah, no. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Dragunov needs to be fighting Dijak or Baron Corbin for that title at deadline. So.
Or fucking have a whole set of new fucking.
Like, Wesley.
You could have Dijak.
Fight Wesley.
You could have, look. You could do the that what was that match they did at deadline.
Oh, the Iron Survivor?
Bro, you know I love that shit. That shit was fun.
Yeah, that match was fun.
They could do that for the world title. Have Dijak, Wesley, Trick, Baron, and someone else in the match with Dragunov for the title. That shit will be crazy. Because, you know, damn well, they might do it for Dom. Who knows? They might do it for Dom and for his title. But yeah, man, that shit. I would love to see Baron fucking Dijak get a world championship title match, even if they don't win. Like,
I would like to see Baron Corbin and Dijak go at it 1-on-1. To be honest with you.
Oh my, yeah, honestly, with the way Baron Corbin were wrestling, bro, you damn right. Oh my god.
Right. I can't believe we're saying this, but we're saying it,
people. No, listen, bro. I told you, ever since that pay per view, he came out with I hate when people say it was the Undertaker bike because it was not. You guys are so stupid. Know your automotives. It was not even.
It was Chopper.
Yeah, it was not even close to the same fucking bike that that Taker had. And it was cool. He looked like a Ghost Rider. That's what he was going for. It fucking worked.
It did.
You could tell he lost a lot of his gut. He's getting in shape. He got all these cool tattoos. He got a whole new back piece. My man jumped on the top rope, hit a fucking diving fucking clothesline. Come on, people. Off the middle rope. My man fucking picked up, who was it? Like Melo or some shit? Did some crazy ass.
Give him a Death Valley Driver on the floor.
On the floor.
What the hell is Barry Corbin doing?
That's Death what I'm Valley saying. Drivers. My man did like that, the Karrion Kross German suplex on Dijak. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Come on. He's balling. Like,
yeah,
and I can't believe I'm saying that, but hey, he made me give a shit. I can tell he gives a shit, so I give a shit.
Right.
So yeah, right. Man.
Corbin's looking good.
A Baron and Dijak match could definitely main event NXT, and that shit will slap. Nine times. They'll go crazy. And
you, Mr. Know, Corbin.
And you know I love Dijak.
Yeah,
I love Dijak, man. This guy,
Mr. Corbin. I'm gonna get some justice,
man. When he fucking beat up Dragunov and went straight into Baron Corbin's face and just said, I beat you to it. Mm-hmm. What you gonna do? What you gonna do now, pussy? What? What? Like, and that's why I love Dijak too. He'll beat your ass up, but he'll do it on screen and press you. Like, what more do you want from a big ass heel? He's dead ass. He's with all the shits, and he gonna tell you in your face, I'm gonna fuck you up, and he's gonna do it. Like, what? Like, we ain't, like, this NXT, are we in the streets? my man really telling you what he about to do to you, and he gonna do it. Like, he about it.
Yeah. he about it.
He is, man. I love that, Jack. I love this shit, man. But
you want to know something else I like, too?
Yeah.
I like that Nathan Frazier just came up to Dom.
And just punched
him. Pressed him, shit, and punched right? him right in the yes. face.
Yep. And you know how much I love that dude, too, man. Shit. Yeah. I fuck with Nathan Frazier too, my man. They gotta bring back his talk show. That shit was comedy.
Yeah,
they gotta bring it back.
So people like, he don't have a gimmick. I'm like,
bro, this dude.
People like, his gimmick is that, what, he's fast. I'm like, no, like, he's.
Oh my god.
He's a well versed. You know who Nathan Frazier reminds me of?
Huh.
He reminds me of our friend Kirby from CCW. Like, he's this laid, chill back guy, but he can be funny, crank it up, and be funny. And shit like that. He can tell all these jokes and shit. That's what Nathan Frazier is.
Yeah, he's a...
He's this cool, laid-back guy. He's all about his business in the ring, but outside, he has a personality.
And he's a fucking smart aleck. How does no one else notice that? Like...
Right.
Come on, man. I love that dude. He's great. And he had a... What, didn't he have a main event match recently before Raw?
Yeah. He fought Tozawa, do you believe?
Yeah, you're right. He fought Tozawa. Come on.
For Tozawa and somebody else had him. Axiom for Tozawa. He for somebody else.
And Axiom, my boy. And I don't know
how. Axiom Tozawa had a good match. I saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what
Tozawa won, but yeah, no, it was a good match.
Tozawa should win.
Yeah. And by the way, hold on. We gotta go back to Raw for a second.
What?
That shit with Tozawa wearing the fucking singlet and fucking just doing the X, that shit was funny as fuck.
Bro.
And you know what? You've been saying it. You want Chad Gable to be a fucking, you want him to be a singles. Right? You've been saying that, and a lot of other people have been saying that too.
Yeah.
What if they fucking put Tozawa in a fucking American the Alpha Academy.
With Otis? Why not?
Yeah.
Why
him
not?
And Otis as a team?
Why not?
Oh man, that could be fun as fuck, man.
Bro, why not? Alpha Academy is a comedy group.
Exactly. He fits in there nicely. And you know what the thing I like? You have Chad Gable. Yeah, he's the smart guy. You know, he's the coach, blah, 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 blah. Smart aleck, just that and the other. He's a guy that can get serious. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's got different dynamics and different shades to him. Then you have Maxine, she's the hot girl on campus, blah, 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 blah. Then you got Otis, you know, the funny, fat, lovable guy. And then you add Tozawa to the mix. That's nice.
Right.
That's nice.
It was mad.
I ain't gonna stunt.
Him doing the exercise with them 5-pound dumbbells or 1-pound dumbbells.
He's got that look on his face.
Oh my. And he did not break at all. He already got that. Went right back to it with the face. Son.
Oh my god.
And then someone put Swerve's music over. He's like, Swerve, what up, drop? He keeps doing
it. He's great.
That shit was funny, son. And then I love when Xavier Kofi's like, ooh, that's nasty. And they started doing it with him. Oh, I loved it. I loved it. Even Otis was getting into it too, man. Oh. It was good. I hate when people shit on Tozawa for that. Like, it's not funny, bro. That shit is funny. That shit.
And I hate people go, oh, they brought Tozawa in to be the new Tajiri and shit like that. Well, I'm sorry. Tajiri was funny back in the day.
Right.
And Tajiri was over with the WWE audience, too.
Oh, deep.
Now, yes, Tajiri wasn't as successful as a Japanese wrestler. Obviously, like you and I said it last week, we think Asuka's the most successful Japanese wrestler ever.
Yeah.
But I guess Nakamura being right behind her.
Yep.
But Tajiri had a nice career for himself.
And
Tozawa, there's some stuff to be had with Tozawa. Even though I know he's a smaller guy into the size queens out there, that might be a problem. But I think Tozawa and Otis as a team, as a comedy team, that can work. Big man, little, I think that can work.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah.
And you know what? This whole thing too, not to jump ahead, but Adam Pearce and Nick Aldis having tension and shit like that. You might get your wish. They might split those tag team championships much sooner than later.
He pressed him. He was like, you know what? You're right. Security, escort them both out. Oh. Why, Nick? Oh, I put
Adam Pearce like, let the games begin.
Right.
Oh, I was like, oh, shit.
All right. Yeah, that's what's up. Hey,
Adam Pearce.
Hey, Adam Pearce used to wrestle.
Yeah.
Imagine that. We get a GM versus GM. Adam Pearce versus Nick Aldis. Stop playing with me. Stop playing with me, son. That'll be lit. That'll be lit, son. And Nick Aldis beat this up. that's a perfect way to showcase your new GM. Hey, don't fuck with me, so I could take this dude off Gantz again. I'll beat your ass too. Like, that's perfect. I like
that. Yeah. Dano fat ass man underneath this suit right here.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I got 1000% muscle underneath this suit. I'll whoop your ass, bitch.
And you know what? For people with
BS for victory.
And you know what, RJ? For people that probably bitch that he's a GM, he don't mind it.
No, of
he
course.
Like don't he, care. He's okay
and I think,
with it.
I think he's coming off of an injury, too. Like, he had, like, a back injury or some shit like that. So, he's probably resting that back a little bit, working the producer world. Who knows? He might slide into being a wrestler.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Like, I like
still in great. He's still in great shape. They can utilize him. I can see him and Cody going at it, man. I'm telling you. I'm not holding that hope on that.
No, yeah, they definitely could. There's history there.
Yeah, exactly. And they just offset each other so well.
Yeah.
The British guy, the American guy, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
They mirror each other in different ways, but at the same time, like, you know, Nick Aldis's snugness, his smugness and his arrogance, you know, Cody's honor and this, that, you know what I'm saying? So, like, you can play with that. It's like Spider-Man and Venom.
Yeah.
They just mirror each other, but they're different at the same time. So...
Yeah,
that's cool. Like I don't mind it at all. Look, he's gonna be fine in this role, but like you said last week, there's gonna be a time where he does get pressed, whether he's doing the pressing or somebody presses him, and he's gonna wind up taking off that suit.
Yep, I agree. But yeah, and AEW.
Mm-hmm.
The first what was the, oh it opened up with Penta and Jay. And I personally was a little let down for the match. I just feel like they wasted 20 minutes. That whole spot with the chop and shit, I wasn't really a fan. My man Jay White was literally just sitting there waiting for... I don't know what Penta was doing. He was just doing a bunch of hand gestures as though he was a Naruto. And then he fucking just chopped
him. Oh, Cerro Miedo.
And then he chopped him and then he told him to take off his fucking... chest gear. They did all that. They had a couple moves and then BCG fucking cheated and then he won. I was just like, bro, you just wasted 20 minutes. You could have just skipped through all the shit and just let them wrestle. Like, I didn't understand it. I felt like that was a waste of a matchup, but it is what it is. He won and then look, bro, he got another promo again after he won.
Yeah.
That follows up what you were saying. They give him a lot of TV time. Which is good, though. They should. You signed
him. Yeah, I mean, he's challenging for the world championship, right? He should be getting mic time.
Yeah, yeah. And Juice Robinson, his pug-looking ass, started talking, too. And then, they had that match, the Battle Royal main event or whatever. My favorite part was Powerhouse Hobbs talking about why he beat the shit out of fucking... Jericho. Yeah.
He disrespect my grandmother.
Uh-huh.
Till my grandmother shot.
Mm-hmm. And he was young. But then he was pissed. And I'm just... That was... To this day, probably one of the best booking decisions they did. Like...
But if he was so upset about that and had that on his brain, why didn't he beat Chris Jericho's ass like 4 years ago for doing that?
Yeah.
Well, Hobbs been in AEW ever since, what, late 2019, early 2020? Yep. Why wasn't the first thing he did was whip Chris Jericho's ass?
Yeah.
Why'd he wait a whole four years later to just hold it in and just let it out all at once? Like, that part don't make sense, but okay, you know, now we understand his motivation. I just wish they would have executed on that a long time ago.
Yeah. Yep.
Because, hey, if somebody pressed me and disrespect my grams, oh, yeah, no, we going to handle it right there as soon as I see you again, homie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm exactly. Whooping your ass, my nigga.
Right. For real.
To me, it's just not realistic, you know?
That he waited so long to beat him up? Yeah.
Right.
I see a point.
Right.
Yeah, I see a point.
Right. But look, they're giving Hobbs a program. I can't complain about it.
No, I can't.
Lord knows I was complaining about all the starts and stops, the Book of Hobbs, and we go see the real powerhouse Hobbs and him walking around in fucking Palo Alto, California. You know, we go tell my story and shit like that. And then all of a sudden the vignette stop and he disappears and then he reappears and then he disappears again. Mm-hmm. So I'm happy that he's in a good spot with Don Callis and his group. And, you know, let's get into something that you liked, Omega and Fletcher.
Yeah. The only thing I didn't like about that was Don Callis talking mad shit to Kyle Fletcher as if he doesn't have Will Ospreay in his group. It's just, that was just stupid. Like, how do you disrespect?
But this is a way you can probably turn Will Ospreay babyface.
That's true.
What you doing talking shit about my guys for?
Word. You wanted me
to check him.
Right. No, that's true. I like, why you disrespecting my guys? Meanwhile, you desperately wanted me in your family. Like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
It's true.
That creates a problem. That creates a problem.
Nah, that's what's up. And that match was good too. I was hyped as fuck to watch that match. It was mad good. Probably the best match of the night, honestly.
Yeah, it was. I went back and I saw it because I fucking woke up like around 12 o'clock Wednesday. Yeah. Thursday at that point. So I had to go back and watch it. But that was a damn good match. Fletcher looked good.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got to grow some facial hair, man. He does not look intimidating whatsoever.
He needs a little facial and just get more meat. Too skinny.
Yeah. He looks like a teenage boy.
Yep.
The only person he looks more frightening than on the roster is fucking Nick Wayne. But other than that, Kyle Fletcher, he's a good wrestler, man. Good wrestler. Beat him up. Yeah, he'll toss you, do this, that, and the other. Got no problems with Fletcher at all. I think Fletcher's a future player. He's only 24.
That's what I'm saying. He's young.
Still got to grow in his body and stuff like that. And He'll be all right. As far as like them checking him after the match, like I'm cool with that too.
Yeah, like you said, it starts a problem
because when Ospreay comes back, and because Ospreay's too popular to be with Don Callis. If they really want nothing but straight up villains with this dude. Aussie Open and Will Ospreay, first and foremost, the United Empire as a whole, that whole group. Here lately, though, in New Japan, they kind of been booking them like tweeners because they've had like guys jump them and shit like that. Like the Bullet Club War Dogs, they're really trying to push these guys as like the top heel faction in New Japan for whatever reason, and they all just fucking suck, in my opinion. David Finley, he ain't got no juice like that. And Drillo Maloney, I like that name. I think he's cool. Clark Connors, I think he's bland as fucking toilet paper. What's my man's name? Alex Coughlin. He looks like a big goof with his eyes bugged out of his head and that fucking Ron Jeremy mustache. Come on. And then my man, Gabe Kidd, he's got potential. He's got potential. Him and Drillo, I like them too in Bullet Club, the Bullet Club War Dogs. But the rest of them, just they ain't got it. They ain't got it like that, man. Especially in their current incarnation and characters.
Yeah.
They ain't got it like that. But my whole point is that they've been leaning on turning the United Empire faces as a whole. So yeah. I don't know. Maybe that starts in AEW too. Because Fletcher and Davis, you know, they've signed AEW contracts. So maybe Ospreay is going to split the group up and you know, they be a trio in AEW and they bring the other guys in every once in a while. So,
yeah.
They got a lot of fucking guys. They got TJP in the group. They got my man Hinari in there. They got my boy Jeff Cobb. You got him in there.
Oh, and they already used Jeff Cobb on several occasions.
Not anytime lately.
No, you're right. Not lately.
But who else is in the fucking group? Oh, that kid Francesco Higuera. I said, what the fuck? A pale, pasty white guy named Francesco Akira. Make that make sense. But okay, go figure. Then they got this guy that looks like an absolute, looks like a fuck. He looks like Gilbert Godfrey. That guy, Gideon something. I don't know the fucking name. He looks like Gilbert Godfrey. But yeah, like they got a nice crew there that can hold it down. Like you give it to, pass the baton to Jeff Cobb. He'll let him run the shit in Japan. And then, you know, you could do the United Empire versus the Don Callis family. That's fine. I got no problems with that.
Yeah.
Callis, they're going to need new people to feud with, because they can't feud with Kenny and Chris Jericho forever.
Right.
So, and then they got, plus you got to wait for Mark Davis to come back, because he's hurt. So, I don't know. We got time. We got time.
Right.
And by the way, they Swerve dropped the remix video for Big Pressure.
Oh yeah.
For his theme song.
Yeah.
Well, he actually does the Prince Nana dance.
I watched the interview with Swerve, and he was like, I'm a heel. I can't let Prince Nana do it all the time. And then he was like, but we were in my city, and come on. I wasn't gonna not let him do it. And I'm like, nah, bro. And in my head, I'm like, bro, you right though. You a heel. Like, of course you're not gonna let your boy get the crowd going all the time. You're a heel. Like, that's perfect.
Eventually he's gonna have to get rid of Prince Nana.
He might have to beat him up.
Yeah, he's gonna have to get rid of him. Especially if he's insisting on staying a heel.
Yeah, you be playing, like, basically you be playing too much.
Right.
Nah, that's what's up though. I fucks with Swerve.
Tony Khan cannot afford to fuck this up, man. He's a guy that can be a mainstream superstar for them.
Bro.
With his music connections and the people he knows in the business and the guys he already brought to the show, like Tech Nine to the show, Rick Ross. Like, mm-hmm. Come on, man. Like, this man's got mad connections, man. So, like, use that. Use that to your ability, man. But then again, this company is ran by nerds. And nerd wrestling fans don't know what's fucking cool if cool bit him in the face.
Yeah, he wants to be the first black world champion. I'm like, bro.
He can be.
He definitely
Who's his competition? Who's his competition at AEW? Captain Sean Dean?
No.
Fucking Leon Ruffin? Who else? Ooh, Lee Moriarty? Give me a break.
Wait, they signed Leon Ruff?
I think he's, I don't know. I don't know if he's got a contract or not, but he showed up a couple of times.
Oh, boy.
Fucking, what's his name? Who else is on the fucking roster? Shoddy Lee Johnson? Like, come on. Right. Swerve ain't got no competition. A.R. Fox? A.R. Fox? Shit, he disappeared off of TV.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the fuck going on with A.R. Fox. Who else? There's no competition. Swerve is the best option to be the first black world champion. Oh, Powerhouse Hobbs.
Yeah, definitely.
But other than that, it's Hobbs and Swerves. Because ain't gonna be Keith Lee.
No.
Keith Lee don't wrestle enough.
He don't.
And every time I see Keith Lee, he looks like he's getting bigger and bigger.
Bro, he has like a 2-minute match. That's it.
It ain't gonna be Shane Taylor either. Tony Khan don't like big dudes.
The Wardlow thing on Dynamite was a little whack to me too. I hated that.
Squashing people?
No, I mean, he just did one powerbomb and they called the match, and then now they're gonna turn him heel. Like, just go. Just leave this company, bro. Leave. Go to NXT. I don't...
NXT? At the age of 30, 35 years old? I don't think so. Wardlow's 35 years old, man.
Oh, damn, nah. He can't go to NXT. Shit.
If he go to NXT, he gonna be like a Dragon Lee run. He's only there for like 6 months and he gets called up. I don't think Wardlow needs NXT, bro. He don't do anything crazy like that. He does like a swan tom and that's it. Like, that's basic.
They didn't even let him wrestle. They don't even let him wrestle long enough.
Who?
Wardlow. He don't wrestle long enough. They don't let him do it. They don't book him longer than 5 minutes.
That's fine. He's a monster.
Yeah, he is a monster.
Monsters ain't supposed to have 20-minute fucking wrestling matches.
True.
Unless they're main event in the pay-per-view, the world title's on the line, or like a mid-card match, like that's fine. But that he's just out there on TV squashing people left and right within like 2 minutes, that's fine. That's a guy like that should be doing that.
The only thing I give Dynamite credit for is they're lining up mad opponents for MJF after Jay White.
Samoa Joe, Wardlow, who else?
Omega
checked them.
Mm-hmm. They got a lot of people.
Who else? Somebody else too. Damn, I'm slipping. But yeah, no, he's got plenty of fucking opponents, man.
Uh-huh.
So it's gonna be good. Like MJF, like he's at a good place. So I'm with it.
Yeah. Yeah. The only thing is I would say the main event sucked for me. I didn't really care for it. And
the battle royal, I didn't care.
Right? Like this main event in your show and then Juice ends up winning, like, oh, we didn't see that coming.
I know, right?
Another case of just book it, bro.
Yeah, just book the fucking match. Yeah, get it over with.
This is the scenario where I would rather you much just book it.
Instead of just slapping a match together to get there.
Right.
You could have just got there last week off that promo alone.
Literally.
You used all that heat. MJF, you motherfucker, I'm gonna put this goddamn fucking diamond ring on the line to get you, you old bitch.
Yeah.
I'm gonna fucking kick your ass all over this place.
Exactly. That was it. That's all they could have done.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. I'm with you on that. I feel that.
Yeah, but yeah, it was all right.
But Dynamite was fun. I thought it was fun.
Yeah, it was all right. It was all right. The match,
except for the Nick Wayne shit. Nick Wayne, Dominic Mysterio, he is not. Hook, no. He is not.
No.
I know the guy can fly. He does all the basic generic at this point. All the flying around the ring, he could do that. Fine, whatever. But I see guys in the indies do what he does, but better. Like a Zachary Wentz, like a fucking Trey Miguel, Jordan Oliver, who have charisma. This kid doesn't have charisma. And that promo he cut the other night, that was awful. That was some of the most awful stuff. And Christian's got some work to do. They're trying to have this kid work with Christian and be underneath him. Christian's got his work cut out for him. We're going to really see if Christian's worth... I mean, he's already worth the money, but let's see if he's worth more money. Because if he can perform a fucking miracle on this kid in record time, we might have to just call Christian the greatest of all time. Like, holy shit.
Yeah, it was bad.
But you know what, though? I was one of the main ones that was telling people online to give Dominic some time. And what happened? And look at Dominic now. Fast forward a couple years later. The most hated guy on the roster. People be booing this kid out of the building, and he's like still getting better slowly but surely.
Yeah.
Getting better.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, I see that now, but we gotta give Nick Wayne some time. Let's see what he can do. So, but yeah, I don't think he was ready for that promo the other night, because that sucked. That was bad.
It was. I agree. It was bad. It was bad. And, but yeah, let's get into last night, Friday Night SmackDown. Paul Heyman came out, started talking about the main event for Crown Jewel, which is Roman versus LA Knight.
Yeah.
And then he came out. Oh my God. My man said, get out of my ring. And he said, where are you going? Get your ass back in here. He said, you just told me to leave. He's like, I don't care what you thought I said. Like, yo, that shit was mad funny. He's like, what you
playing up to? He's playing up to the Rock comparisons at this point.
OD. Because he was like, what'd you say? Shut up. That shit was mad funny. OD Rock. Oh my God. That shit was funny. But he's good, man. My man could talk his ass off. I love it. That was cool. My boy Montez had the black Scully on working out. I'm like, oh, he's about to kill Santos. I'm sorry, Montez. He had the black Suki on. It was over. That match,
Santos Escobar.
That match was fun as fuck too, man.
It was. I liked it.
And then Montez got the cheap dub. Hey, they doing heel stuff even with the crowd still cheering them. Bobby Lashley's a goof. We know you're a bad guy. Why you still hop on fans, bro? That shit is bad funny.
I know, right? This is weird, bro.
It's so funny because it's like we know you're bad, but it's like you're Bobby Lashley. No fan is gonna try to say something to you because all he gotta do is look at you and you're like, all right, well, I'm good. Like I'm good.
I be Bob. You ain't breaking nothing off over here, dog.
Literally, stay over there. He puts that fucking mean face. Oh man. No, bro. I'm not with it. Him, Dijak, Priest. No. No.
I ain't gonna lie, though. Bobby Lashley be OD'ing to the point where sometimes his mean faces look
mad funny.
like mad goofy.
OD. OD.
Remember that one he had where he had the fucking headband on and the drawn and the tattooed eyebrows.
I hated that.
He had his fist. He had his hand in his or his fist in his hand. And he made that face like he just let out a shart.
Yeah.
Shart of a lifetime. Like he just sharted his pants.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh God, Lash, you gotta stop, bro.
Yeah, I hated that gear. Hated it so much. Why you wearing that headband? You got no hair. What you
kind of right.
Like what the fuck? Come on.
Why, on, what man. You doing, Big Bob? He's trying to cover up the fake eyebrows.
Right. And then Carlito came out. I saw a salsa. Hey. I'll fuck with it. I start dancing to that shit, boy. That's all right, bro. I hate when people be OD. That's just all right. It's all right. He's Puerto Rican. They give him a fucking salsa fucking theme song. It goes.
Yeah, and it's to the flow of the original song anyways. If you listen to it closely.
I fuck with it, bro.
They have the rhythm of the old song in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like it's not they redid it, but it's fine. Like it's fine.
It's just such a beautiful sight to see my boy back on TV, man.
Yeah, and it looks like him and Bobby Lashley gonna mix it up, huh?
Oh my fucking God.
Oh God.
That's gonna be insane. Like
Aki Titan match right there.
OD. Oh my God, bro. Cause Carlito is jacked.
Holy yeah, Bobby Lashley. Shit, I mean, Bobby my God, need we see more?
No, he's RoboCop without no Robo. It's fucking crazy. It's fucking crazy, bro. He's fucking Jax Briggs without the fucking mechanical arms. His regular arms is mechanical, like shit, crazy, son.
Like, see, what you trying to call me an android?
No, Big Bob. No,
is that what you really saying about me, Monty?
No, Big Bob. I love you, sir. Just keep doing what you're doing, man. I love you.
Don't make me put you in a hurt lock.
Nope, I'm good. I'm good. Don't spear me. Don't one hand spine busting me. No.
Oh God.
No, bro. Imagine him spine busting me. No, I'm dead. I'm not tall, people. I'm like 5'5" or 5'4".
Oh, he be snatching niggas I'm out the sky with bro. That fucking move, bro. Oh my God,
bro. When he did that shit to Rey Mysterio and just slammed him on the apron, Yo, Ray, go get them stem cells in your back, boy.
No, Ray, you gotta find your soul, bro. Cause
fuck him,
I saw it leave your body when you hit that fucking apron.
Oh my God, bro.
Killed him.
Just like when Baron killed Braun on the table. Oh my God, I've never seen Baron Corbin yoke somebody up like that. He said, come here to all around the world. Bam! That fucking table.
Come here.
That table imploded. Oh my, that shit was amazing. Oh.
God.
Honestly, that might be one of the best NXT matches of the year.
What, Baron and Braun?
OD, bro. Oh my God. They were fucking each other up. But I'm sorry. But that Carlito Big Bob about to fight, I'm with that. Shit. That's going to be popping. Like,
Rey Mysterio got his own problems with Logan Paul now.
And Logan Paul, and you know what? If people pay attention, I hate people too, bro. I hate people, RJ. Why is Logan Paul wrestling Rey Mysterio? Bro, Rey Mysterio was on Logan Paul's podcast like a couple months, like several months back. They fuck with each other. So, of course, if they're going, if Rey Mysterio probably pitched the idea to fucking Trips himself. Yo, look.
And what did Logan Paul say after the boxing match? I beat Rey Mysterio. No, I beat Rey Mysterio.
He did.
And I want to do it again. So boom, there you go. Like I got no problems with it whatsoever. You know, of course, people are whining and bitch about Logan Paul for what he did a long time ago. That's what it's all about.
I don't care. I don't care.
Yeah, it's like, bro, he did that shit when he was like 17 or whatever the fuck.
He was young, and like we said plenty of times, he changed his ways. He's one of those guys that he learned from his mistake. He didn't repeat it. He didn't keep repeating his foolish mistakes.
Nah, man. I mean, does he act like a prick still? Yeah, of course he does. But that's his right.
Right.
As long as he ain't harming nobody, they're like, I don't get it. But Logan Paul, but the thing about Logan Paul, and people are missing the genius in this. when he wins that championship, because he's winning that championship, I don't give a fuck nobody. He's beating Rey Mysterio for that belt.
He is.
But when he does, the money is going to be in the babyfaces chasing him for it. Which babyface is going to take him down? And whoever does that, you guys are going to be happy when that babyface does it.
Right. And Logan Paul, he has millions of viewers in his own right. Oh, not even due to WWE. So he
due to his own right, his own brand that he built up by himself.
That's what I'm saying. His brother. So he goes on his podcast now with the belt. He goes travel everywhere with the belt.
That's press.
Eyes on the belt. There's eyes on WWE now. Come on, people. Use your brain. Like, come on, bro. You think these dudes do it for laughs and giggles? Everybody trying to get paid, dog. Everybody trying to get paid.
That's what these geeks online be missing, bro. They be missing the point. Because everybody just cares about scientific wrestling matches and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Seven stars, this, that, and the other. They don't take all that other shit. They don't take the business side of shit into consideration.
No.
As long as they have their great match and that's it. And it's like, bro, you have to think about the business. You have to think about storylines. You have to think about this, that, and the other. That all comes with the package, man.
Like, why you think back in the day, like, WWE was so, like, so in fathom with fucking Stone Cold and Rock? They were making them bread, son, like, OD bread. Like, I'm talking about so much money to the point that they would not make that shit. They would not even come close to making that shit nowadays, son.
Of course not, of course not.
Like, people don't understand this shit, bro. Like, they were, like, just Stone Cold Dolo, like, when he first turned on Vince. Oh, my. Bro, everybody had an Austin 316 shirt. Everybody was cheering this dude. Everybody was buying Budweiser. They were making this company bread. Like, even if Ted Turner wanted to keep WCW on the air, they were not gonna come nowhere near close to being WWE. What? Like, to this day, WrestleMania X7 is probably the greatest WrestleMania to date.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about it. The show was so fucking star-studded packed that the opening match was Jericho and Regal.
Yeah.
You had
Kane and Big Show's fight for the hardcore
title. Like,
yeah.
Come on, people. Like,
well,
they had like, come on, son. Like, I don't want to hear it. Like, at the end of the day, everybody trying to make bread.
Yeah.
And Logan Paul is going to bring eyes to the company so that they can get more bread. It's simple. It's simple. And he's fighting Ray Ray. That match is going to bang.
Yeah.
That match is going to be popping, RJ. That match is going to be good.
It is.
Like, I hate that narrative. People still talk shit about Logan Paul, bro. It's like he proved himself already. That man could go in the ring. Bro, what was his match in Roman Reigns? Like his second or third match?
I think it was his second solo.
And he was balling.
Balling, yeah.
Balling.
Had a good match. Hung in there with him.
Balling, son. Yeah, you wouldn't even think my man Logan Paul was a fucking celeb. Because he was balling. Like,
man's an athlete, bro. And he wants to be in WWE.
He do.
WWE is not a paid... it's not like Triple H and them went and begged to him to fucking come here.
Yeah.
Like they were banging on his door for him to come to the office and come and do this shit. No, Logan Paul wants to participate.
Mm-hmm.
He's taking the time to learn the craft, and he's performing. He's performing. So people gotta get that shit out of their heads, man. I can understand if they brought him in, paid him a bunch of money, he just blew ass every time. But every time this man has had a match, he stepped in the ropes. It's been good.
It's been better than his last. Like, he wows you every time. Like that, and I'm so glad that the celebrities now that they bring in, they take this shit serious. It's not no fucking to promote something and put on a shitty performance, you know? So, like,
yeah, Stephen Amell helped. Like, he was like one of the first.
Yep.
One of the first, because he's a wrestling fan too.
OD.
And Arrow at that point was, you know, a high. It was a popular show on CW, and I watched it every week, so I knew who he was. I didn't know he was a wrestling fan, though, but when he was doing shit and he had the little match with Cody, I thought that was fine. And then when he did the other stuff with
Neville,
well, he's a part of the Bullet Club for a while with Cody, too, like in Ring of Honor. That was cool as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they brought Prometheus out there too. I was like, oh shit, that's my boy.
Yo, let me
get the Prometheus Club shirt on too. I'm like, fuck.
Now let me ask you something. Where's Pac? He's injured.
Yeah, I think he. Last I heard, he was suffering from like internal injuries or some shit like that.
Oh man.
I don't know what the fuck's going on. Him, it's like he's another guy. It's either visa issues or it's some type of injury with him.
Yeah, that shit gets me sick, bro.
And it's like, once again, start and stops, dude. I don't know.
I love Pac. You know I love Pac. That's my dog. That's my dog.
Yeah, but it's a lot of starts and stops there. It could be frustrating as a fan.
Well,
I definitely get it.
I would, with the way Triple H booked him at NXT, I'd like him to jump back too, bro. If the reports are true and Triple H got the full creative, bring that man back, son.
Yeah.
Because Vince was dicking him. That's why he did. He was like, nah, bro, fuck you. You made me
lose. He wanted him the job to like Enzo.
Enzo. Nah, bro, I'm out of here, son. I'll be sick too. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. Imagine, RJ, imagine you were mad good, right? Like you proved you were OD nice. You go to work one day. Vince goes, yeah, you're going to drop the belt to Enzo Amore, and he's going to low blow you to win the belt. What?
Yeah.
Like, are you serious, boss? Yeah, I'm so serious. It's on tonight. What? All right, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do my job, and I'm dipping. Fuck you.
Yeah, I ain't doing what you had to do.
Yeah, for real. But, yeah, what else happened? What else happened with SmackDown?
My new favorite tag team, A-Town Down Under. And Cameron Grimes and Dragon Lee had a nice little good match.
Oh, Dragon Lee was on last night?
Yeah, he was, yeah.
Oh, I fell asleep when they fought then.
Fuck. Yeah, they had a good match. It was a good match. Dragon Lee was balling. Cameron Grimes was balling. They both looked good. Austin Theory and Grayson Waller looked good, too.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, man. Cameron Grimes had fucking Austin Theory rolled up for a pin. And Grayson Waller came flying in with a rolling flatliner, not the rolling stunner, but a rolling flatliner. The Austin Theory like just yoked him up right after it and just gave him the fucking A-Town down and got the pin. So A-Town Down Under, man. I'm telling you, these guys, good chemistry and everything like that.
They gotta split the belts like you said. It's time.
They got to. They got to.
And redesign them. It's time. It is time. Those belts are the only ones that don't have side plates. Those belts are ugly as fuck. Oh my god, bro. Compared to all the other tag team titles we had, they're by far the worst I've ever seen.
Oh, I agree. I definitely agree with that.
Yeah.
And then the main event was EO and Charlotte for the women's title. They gave them like 16 minutes and everything like that.
Oh.
I thought it was a fine match. EO retained and Damage Control, you know, they jumped Charlotte and then Bianca Belair came out and fucking made the save and everything like that. So yeah, like they and Bianca Belair looked fucking fantastic. God, jeez.
She got a pop?
Yeah, she got a nice little pop. And Drew was at the show yesterday.
Yeah, I know.
So yeah, and he backed that up. He was like, she got one of the biggest responses of the night. So, it's good to see Bianca Beppi.
And Drew was with his boy. And I don't know his boy's name, but I added him on Snapchat. And I seen his story. And that crowd was full all the way to the nosebleeds.
Yeah, no, I think they damn near sold it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like, no, it was a packed house, if not sold out. I guess maybe Drew can confirm that.
Yeah, I seen the snaps. Like, they were showing the crowd and everything, and that crowd was full everywhere.
Yeah, they was making some noise. They was making some noise last night. So, like, it was definitely fun. They had a really good, fun night, SmackDown. I think next week SmackDown's going to be on FS1, and I do believe they're doing a contract signing with LA Knight and Roman Reigns, and I think they're taping two episodes because Kyle, who's a listener of Drew's show, he took a DM me on Twitter and let me know that he was going to the show.
Yeah,
so they're taping two episodes of SmackDown next week, and SmackDown's gonna be on FS1 next week, so due to, I guess, playoffs.
Yeah, playoffs. Probably off of baseball.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, yeah. But yeah, man, that's pretty much it for like SmackDown and everything like that. Like that, I thought SmackDown was good. The WWE had a solid week. I thought AEW. I saw the Mystico versus Rocky Romero match. I liked it. I thought it was good. I know that Mystico had a, and I know you kind of got in trouble for this too. We're not in trouble, but
it's mad. People was
piling on you,
trying to jump down my neck because I said, "Like, bro, shut your ass up." I've never seen nobody dick ride Sin Cara, bro. That's what got me so upset. Like, y'all dick ride any wrestler, basically.
Hold on. Let me fill you in. This is why. It's like I'm never gonna tell anybody they should watch. Wrestling or anything like that, like watch specific company or anything like that, but like this is why I can kind of intervene and kind of speak on it a little bit. Mystico, when he was in WWE, make no mistake about it, he blew ass when he was here. I mean, he did. Between the injuries, all the botches, him stopping the match in the middle of the match. I jammed my finger, doc. He told the doctor, come in. I'll never forget that. And Alberto Del Rio's like, what? No, you gonna finish this fucking match, motherfucker.
Right.
He tries to throw it back in the ring. Oh, fuck that guy. It was like, Alberto, chill out. Alberto Del Rio wanted to finish the fucking match. He was like, fuck this guy. He did all that shit, right? And he acted like his shit didn't stink. Well, you know, he got let go. They had Unico take over the Sin Cara character. Honestly, Unico, all he did was get fatter and fatter, and he fucking shit the bed with that, too.
Mm-hmm.
But Mystico went back to Mexico, and he rehabbed his name. He went and had a lot of great matches in CMLL, and he did some stuff in AAA as well. So he's done the work, Monty, over the last... Shit. He got dropped. When they dropped him in 2013, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 2013. So, for the last 10 years, he's been working hard. He's been working hard to rehab his name, his image, and he's been putting on great wrestling matches. So, I understand where you're coming from because you don't watch CMLL. But I understand where those people who were calling you out come from as well because they've seen his work in CMLL. They've seen that he's done the work to really bury that bad run in WWE that people are going to remember for all the wrong reasons. So I get both sides of the coin. That's why I was going to intervene, but I was like, I'd rather just lay it out to him on the show. The part that he's kind of missing, even though at the same time, I agree with where you're coming from. You're only going by what you saw on TV all those years ago. That this guy was blowing ass, botching spots. How many botches he had per second?
what I'm saying?
Bro. He had a bunch of botches too. He couldn't even do the spot where you flip off the fucking top rope and land like a superhero. He couldn't even do that right.
Bro,
he landed on his fucking neck.
Bro, he blows Ray Phoenix out the water when it came to them botches, bro.
Yeah. And but like I said though, ever since he got his release, he's been better. He's been better. He's back to the guy that they hyped up when he first signed the WWE contract. Because I never heard the motherfucking guy either, because obviously I didn't watch CMLO. The only Mexican wrestling I watched when I was younger was AAA, because AAA used to come on, believe it or not, AAA used to come on the game channel for whatever reason. AAA used to be on the game channel. And I used to watch that shit, because I remember I was flipping through channels one night and I saw X-Pac. I saw X-Pac on the show. I'm like, X-Pac? What the hell is he doing with all these Mexicans? And then, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was weird. Like, you got all these guys. You got Psychosis wearing his mask and shit. And fucking Juventud wearing his mask and shit. The X-Pac is just right there, too. And I'm like, what the hell is this? And then you see Mark Jindrak and shit. Or not Mark Jindrak. Who? I'm blanking on the... It was Jack White guy that was on there, too. But, But my whole point is that besides Rush, Andrade, La Mascara, that loss in Goblin Noble, Crew, Mystico was one of the bright spots of CMLL. And you know, you got Rocky Romero over there doing his thing too. So he's lighting it up over there as well. But yeah, Mystico definitely did the work to rehab his name, to get that WWE stench off his name. And yeah, he had a good match with Rocky Romero last night on Rampage.
Yeah, people
checked it out because it had my curiosity. I'm like, all right. Yeah, no, like he did it. They had a good match. They had a really good match.
Yeah. Yeah, certain people were telling me, like, they're like, yeah, bro. Like, I don't know. People get too much into their feelings. So there was definitely some people that were like, they were like, nah, bro, you're right. He sucked at WWE, but like, he's been working. I'm like, all right, that's what's up, though. Like, that still don't mean I care. I was like, that's what's up, but that still don't mean I give a shit about him. Like,
yeah, right. You got better luchador. You got Andrade and Rush that you're not even using on your show on a regular basis.
That's what I was saying. I was saying, like, I don't care about, I was like, I don't really care for him because there's other people that do the shit he doing better. Like, that's what I was saying. Like,
yeah, Andrade and fucking Rush, and you got Bandito, even though he's hurting, you got his brother Gravity.
That's what I was saying.
I was naming all those dudes. Commander. Yeah.
Yeah, I was naming all those dudes off. I'm like, I got those.
You got Rush. You got Rush's other brother, Dralistico.
Yes, and I was like, there's no need. Like I'm good. And I guess that really set some people off. And I was like, you know what, bro? Y'all could talk y'all shit. I really don't give a fuck. That's why most of the people I wasn't responding to. And most of the people I responded to, I was just saying, man, go get laid, bro. You getting mad over my own personal comment about some dude that I don't give a fuck about. You getting mad. Go get laid.
I don't get that.
When I said that, most of them people didn't respond because they ain't got shit to say.
Well, exactly. I mean, because you getting this pressed over wrestling and wrestling opinions? Bro.
They were sit down. A lot of people were getting pressed. I'm just like, damn, y'all dick riding him?
Mystico? Like,
okay. That's what I was saying. Like, y'all dick riding him? Okay.
Yeah.
Like, everybody I named, they're better than him. What are you talking about? Bandito's probably the strongest lucha I've seen, and he's only like 5'9". What?
Bandito to me is the best luchador out there. Like, hands down. As far as like the mask, the presentation, everything.
Yes, I agree.
Bandito is the best. And I think, honestly, behind Bandito might be his fucking brother, Gravity.
Mm-hmm.
Like, again, another gimmick that stands out, another mask that stands out. He don't be botching. Hey, Bandito and fucking Gravity don't botch, man.
No.
My man, you know, Ray Phoenix be botching, keep you going 1,000 miles per hour, slow it the fuck down. Vikingo's gonna hurt himself doing that fucking springboard 450 thing outside the ring. He's gonna catch his neck on the apron one of these days and break his neck.
And when Rey Mysterio tells you gotta slow it down a notch, two, and you'll still be great, that tells you a lot.
Exactly. Rey Mysterio knows, hey. Mm-hmm. Rey Mysterio's going 1,000 miles per hour, too. What happened? His ACLs were gone by the time he was, like, 30.
Mm-hmm. If literally the greatest lucha is telling you to slow it down and you'll still be great, fucking do it. You're going to fucking kill yourself.
Yeah, right. That's all Rey Phoenix got to do. Because Rey Phoenix got some nice moves. He really does. But he just got to slow it the fuck down, bro.
Too fast, bro.
Too fucking fast. He be hurting himself, man.
And he be hurting other people.
And other people too, evidently.
Man almost killed John Moxley twice.
Twice.
God.
Shot that man on his head twice.
I hate him so much, but like, come on, bro. Don't kill him.
Yeah, don't kill the dude, man.
I don't wish death on nobody. You know, even on my greatest enemy. You don't fucking kill him.
Yeah, man. And didn't Rush just be beating ass, bro? He just be beating the fuck out of motherfuckers.
Yeah, he do. He's very.
I love Rush. I don't give a fuck what nobody said. Roosh took a whoop Jungle Boy's ass that one time. That was awesome.
That's why I like Kyle Fletcher. That's why I made me a fan of Kyle Fletcher. It was some random open challenge on Orange Cassidy, but he fucked him up.
He did.
Fucked him up. Orange Cassidy won and just fell to the floor on his back. Give me the title. Let me just lay here. Yeah, you got your ass beat, son.
You know what I need? I need Roosh, Andrade. I need one of these guys to beat Orange Cassidy for that belt, bro.
No. You know who should beat him for the belt?
Who?
Swerve.
Swerve need to be world champion at this point.
You think?
He's so above the mid card, bro. Like, he should be. Swerve should be in the main event, man. I don't give a fuck, bro.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I don't want that belt being defended all the time, man. A heel having the international title. That'll work. Yeah. It'll work.
Yeah, Roosh is a heel.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, Roosh is a heel. And his manager will be like, nah. You ain't defending this on Wednesday?
No.
On Saturday? No. Like, and that's what's up. And then Roosh is like, I'm not wasting my time on a Wednesday to wrestle you for this belt. No.
You can catch me on Saturday.
Or catch me on the pay-per-view or whatever. Like, yes. Dang.
We wrestle for the big pills. Big pesos.
And you know, yeah, exactly, right. And you know what? You have his group beat the fuck out of his opponents each week, and then Roosh just pops in his head. Roosh just pops out of nowhere. You gonna make it? You gonna make it to the paper? Like, good, right.
Gracias.
Like, I'm with
you
that.
You mess with the bull, you get the horns.
Mm-hmm.
I love Roosh. I'm telling you, Roosh is my guy.
Yeah, I love Roosh too. He's good.
Ever since 2015? Because this girl I was dating at the time, like, her family watched Lucha Libre. And she saw that I had a Bullet Club shirt on. And she told me that I got a group that's way cooler than the Bullet Club. I'm like, really? A group that's way cooler than the Bullet Club? All right, show me. And she showed me Roosh, Andrade, when he was still going by La Sombra, and La Mascara. And they were doing, like, cool bad guy shit. Like, popping up and low-blowing their opponents behind the referee's back, just posing in the ring, just being dickheads. Like, just being dickheads. Like, just pure, straight-up, unruly dickheads. And it was great. It was good shit, man. And it was all because the fans booed him. Fans booed them out of the building for being great baby faces. All of them was white meat baby faces. Mm-hmm. All three of them. And they rejected them. They booed them out of the building. Yeah. Roosh lost his mask. Then Andrade didn't really lose his mask until he was about to leave and go to WWE. But yeah, like, Roosh lost his mask and everything like that. And they ran with the Goblin Noblin shit.
Yeah.
And then they got Naito. Tetsuya Naito was another guy that was, he was a white meat baby face in Japan that the fans did not give a shit about. They made him give up his main event, or the fans voted against him being in the main event of Wrestle Kingdom, and that set him off. He went to fucking Mexico, hooked up with Roosh and Andrade, and then they taught him how to be ungovernable. They taught him the way of the Ungoblin Noble. And that's when he went back to Japan and he formed Los Goblin Noblest de Japón. And so, like, that whole group, the whole branch of it, it's great. I love it. That's why I can't wait for these guys to get back on TV. I don't know what's going on with Andrade and Roosh. Like, they haven't really acknowledged each other since being, you know, since both of them have been on Collision.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah.
So I hopefully they slap that back together, but yeah, man, I love that whole entire group just in general. Los Ingobernables, Los Ingobernables de Japón, La Facción Ingobernable, whatever you want to call it. If it's got Ingobernable in it, I'm with it. I fucks with those guys.
There was one more thing I wanted to bring up to you, and I DM'd it to you. I saw some video packages on Jacob Fatu and Hammerstone. And I made a comment. I was like, yo, one of these big time companies got to sign these dudes. They get up there in age, and this time they get a real nice paycheck. This time they get a real nice payday. And yeah. I brought up if Hammerstone wants to go to WWE, because to me, I'll be honest with you, Hammerstone is like a real life Thor.
He is.
It's crazy, like, his size, and he's just a mammoth. Like,
much his whole, like, his whole gimmick.
Thor?
Was like, he was not Thor-esque, but that's why they was calling him Triple H. That's why they didn't sign him, because he looked too much like Triple H. And what they used to say the same thing about Triple H, that Triple H was Thor-ish. Because of the long blonde, dirty blonde hair and the fucking physique. So that's pretty much his whole thing until he cut his hair, started rocking the shades and the tight pants and everything, like in the leather jacket. Yeah. And he's only now going back to that old look, kinda in a way. But yeah, I don't know, man. I like Hammerstone a lot. I think he's a good talker. I think he's old school. He's an old school baby face. Gives off damn near Hulk Hogan type vibes. Hold the racism. And but then at the same time, he could be a dick heel too.
Yeah. And I made and a couple comments.
Richard Holiday is another guy that's a free agent. Just had to try out for the WWE. He was backstage at AEW like a couple months ago. I don't think they got to sign that guy.
Yeah.
But if I'm Triple H, I would bring in Richard Holiday. I'd bring him in. I'd bring both of those guys in.
Yeah, I literally made the comment. I was like, what if Hammerstone, like, what if we got to see Hammerstone versus Bobby Lashley? Like, oh my. Like, what?
And he liked it.
He liked it. When I said him versus Bobby versus Sheamus versus Drew McIntyre. Oh my God. And he liked it. So I wonder, Hammerstone, did I pique your interest?
Well, like, I mean, he tried out for the WWE. It's not like he didn't try.
Oh, yeah?
I think he tried out, like, what, 3 times? And they told him no each time.
Wow, that's fucked up.
And that's before he got hot, though. So I should throw... That's before what Hammerstone got hot, what, 2019-ish?
Yeah.
Yeah, because Alexander Hammerstone was on fire in 2019. MLW pushed him like a motherfucker. And they kept it going, too.
Mm-hmm.
So...
I would like to see it.
I like to see him in a prominent position where he's gonna get paid, get taken care of, get booked consistently well. And if that place is WWE, fine. And if it's AEW, fine. I got no problems with that. As long as he's getting treated good.
Yeah.
He's a good talent.
Yeah, he is.
He's a good talent.
He is.
And I like to see Holiday get paid too, because he's a good talent as well. He's a good big man. Not gonna wow you in the ring with anything in particular, but he's a serviceable big man as well.
Yeah,
like so, and to me, he works a perfect like WWE style too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I was interested about that. Yeah. But yeah, people. That just about wraps up the whole week of wrestling. Covered everything throughout the week. Uh-huh. I'm pretty sure tonight is the Bound for Glory pay per view.
Yeah, it is. Correct.
And if you want to check out the predictions, we did it last week. So go check out our last episode. We talked about the prediction and everything. Should be a fun pay-per-view for Impact. And I can't believe I just said that. I'll probably never hear the end of it. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to ask you for the thing so I can watch it. I'm probably going to never hit the end of it from RJ or Drew or anybody who listens to this. Because they know me.
It piqued my interest as well. Like, I mean, that Rascals... Austin and Bay Club, that match, I fucks with that. I think that's gonna be good. Killer Kelly and Masha Slamovich against Deonna Purrazzo and Tasha Steelz, that should be good.
Right.
I need Tasha Steelz to stop twerking her non-existing ass, but besides that point, that should be a good match too. And Mickey versus Trinity, that should be good as well.
Right, exactly.
And you know, all things considered, Josh Alexander versus Alex Shelley should be a good match as well. That's going to be a good match. Both of those guys can work. It's just that Josh Alexander doesn't pique me as a wrestler at all. Like, as a character.
Yeah,
like, he doesn't pique my interest.
He's Kurt Angle without any of the charisma.
What you call him, 1D Kurt Angle?
He's 1D. He is 1D Kurt Angle. Man, still rocking the wrestling headgear. What the fuck? Like... Get out of here, bro. Like, that's why I don't like him. He's just, you're not even on Chad Gable's level. Like, get out of here. At least Chad Gable understands he needs to have charisma, make people laugh, and then turn the switch when he's serious. He gets it.
I swear to God, Chad Gable's Kurt Angle's son.
Hey, bro.
And neither one of them know it.
For real, because, like, he's literally the second coming. Like, I don't know if Josh Alexander is going for that, but, like, you need something else, bro. You definitely.
Nah, he's just this. He's the walking weapon. He's a guy that whips ass, and he's from Canada, and he likes to wrestle. Like, that's his whole thing. And they tried to put his family in there. And it's like, it's only for so many times that people are going to fall for that, man.
Right. Exactly.
Like, he can't be using your family as a crutch, as a character point. We all have families. You know what I'm saying? Right. So, like, you can't use that as a crutch every time. Exactly. Sorry. And exactly. Plus, Jay Chung used to be, like, a manager anyways. Like, Prince Nana used to have her on a leash.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was, I ain't gonna lie. That kind of made me uncomfortable back in the day, Ring of Honor, man. Yeah. That's where Ring of Honor used to be wilding. Now, Prince Nana used to have Josh Alexander's wife before they even got married. Like, way before they even got married. He used to have her on a leash. Walking into the ring like a dog.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And he'll raise his hand at her and shit like that. And I'm like, oh, God. And then eventually he got rid of Jay Chung and got Mia Yim. now to mention, he didn't do any of that stuff with Mia Yim, though.
Yeah.
Like, he was all over Mia Yim. Mia Yim used to be sitting in his lap and shit. I'm like, God damn. That was when Mia Yim was, like, thick, too. Like, she had ass and shit. And I'm like, oh, my God. She kind of lost some of it when she started wrestling. But, you know, hey, it is what it is. But, yeah. But yeah, like, this is only so many times you can use your family as a crutch, bro.
Yeah.
But I think Moose is definitely cashing in that briefcase tonight, man.
Mm. Interesting. I hate
if him. He makes it out. If he makes it out of that four way, which I like how they set that up. They took it, put all four of them in like these rooms, these confinement rooms, like prison. They couldn't have any food or any water for quote unquote 24 hours.
Oh, so they're gonna be crazy crazed.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's I'm a dead ass watch that. Matter of fact, I'm only gonna play the game for like maybe an hour or two. I'm gonna make sure I'm gonna get some sleep because I'm gonna wake up and watch that.
Yeah.
I wanna see that live.
Alright, yeah, word. But yeah, people, that's about it. Hope you guys enjoyed the episode. If anybody's watching Bound for Glory, hope you guys enjoy Bound for Glory this tonight and Collision if y'all watching that too.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, people, thank you guys for always rocking with your boys. You already know BBT. And yeah, make sure your life's always too sweet.
Too sweet.
Yes, sir.
Let's go.